Sam Wuji was born and raised a world away in Nairobi, Kenya, but he's currently serving time at San Quentin State Prison. The 41-year-old came to the U.S. to go to college, but he dropped out of school, ran with a rough crowd, and ended up in prison. He says the lessons he's learning there about race relations and survival in the California prison system is quite an education. From the San Quentin Prison Report, Lewis A. Scott brings us this profile.
Sam Wuji did not come from a broken home that's typically associated with most criminals. His parents are successful people, and with Wuji being the only child, he has always had issues with finding community amongst his peers.
I grew up in a good home. My dad and mom, good hardworking folks, loving folks. And my dad is an engineer, architect, and my mom is self-employed. My family was very deep into education and pushed me to excel in education and work hard in that direction.
It was the slums of Nairobi where Wuji was exposed to crime at a young age, learning how lucrative stolen electronics can be.
Got started to hang out with some older guys who were already on that risky kind of lifestyle of crime and everything. And so I got a little exposure to the negativity.
I asked Wuji, what was it that attracted him to the people in the slums of Nairobi?
They were just surviving, you know, trying to hustle. And while I had a home, a roof and food to eat, they didn't have, you know, and for some reason, I just felt comfortable with them.
After arriving in America, Wuji started to feel a sense of loneliness, and finding a sense of community amongst his peers was difficult.
Coming to America to go to college, things got a little bit rough for me, financially, you know, emotionally, socially, everything. It was a big change. I had completely isolated myself. I didn't have any connection really with back home. I was pretty much detached from family.
Wuji dropped out of school and began associating with those involved in crime.
I chose the same kind of guys that I had from back home in Nairobi, in this fast life, the street life. I wasn't a gangster or anything. I'm not any of those guys, but somehow I looked up to the American guys here. It looked like it was attractive to me. That life was attractive. The fast life was attractive.
After being sentenced to 20 years to life, Wuji began to reflect upon the decisions he made that ultimately sent him to prison.
I'm guilty for kidnap carjack. And I can't even begin to tell you how what seems so minute initially in the thoughts of accepting this criminal life and thinking that you're just going to do this for a little while and stop and do something different. But slowly by slowly, you end up, you know, getting deeper and deeper.
Prison life was a culture shock for Wuji. It was even more violent than he imagined.
Life for me when I first came in, it was hard, very hard. And just by the grace of God that I'm well, because it was very, very traumatic, if I can say the word like that, because there's so much violence that you see, and it numbs you. And I think it took a toll on my life, just being almost like an animal, if you could say it like that, just barely just surviving, you know, not even living.
There are four categories of race that are recognized by CDCR: Black, white, Mexican, and other. The others category consists of those who were born outside of the U.S., regardless of one's skin color.
Being black and classified as other, it just goes to show you the politics of prison right there, because I'm not from this country, so I don't want to get involved with the politics of being African-American with what is going on, either the racial wars or whatever is going on, but yet I'm not really exempt because of the color of my skin. If there's a racial war, another race really who doesn't know me, being from a different country, they already assume that I am African American.
Wuji has encountered discrimination from the very same group of people that he has been classified as. However, Wuji has maintained a positive attitude regardless of the ignorance of others.
I'm a man who identifies with any other man who has the love inside, no matter the race they are, no matter who they are. We all have been through a lot of pain in our lives. We can identify with that. We know. So it's so, not so much about the differences, but more what brings us together that I can identify with now.
The late Nelson Mandela was incarcerated over 2 decades for his efforts to obtain human rights. Wuji feels a sense of connection with Mandela through their shared incarceration. However, Wuji also feels a sense of shame for having chosen an unhonorable path that he feels tarnishes the hard work his fellow countrymen has strived to accomplish.
We reflected on what he meant to us and what he still means to us even now. It's really inspiring. But ashamed also, because for me, being in prison and to see the people like Mandela, who has fought for the freedom of us, you know, humanity everywhere, and me being in prison, just abusing of the opportunities that I've had.
Having been incarcerated 14 years, Wuji has had time to reflect upon his life, and he would like to offer his advice to those who are on a similar path as he once was.
Stay in school. Work hard. All the things you want, they're gonna come the right way. I would beg you to hold on. It's not easy. Things get rough. The bills come in, college tuition, everything, but hang in there. You'll persevere and the dividends will pay off at the end.
Finding community and acceptance in society can be difficult. Finding it in a prison environment can be even more challenging, especially for those who are not from this country. Wuji didn't really know what community he belonged to, but now that he has an African-American cellmate, he is finding entree and acceptance where he once felt like an outsider. This is Lewis A. Scott reporting from SQPR.